31. Well, there's news about another police crackdown. We told you about a year ago now, probably about 10 months ago, August of last year, we told you about a really disturbing story out of Utah. You may remember this, Mark, where the cops essentially swooped in on a rave that was going on.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, it was an outdoor rave, and you know, maybe 250, 300 people in attendance. It was out in the middle of the mountains, basically, and word had gotten out to the police because they were promoting it. It wasn't an underground rave or anything like that. It was being promoted.
Sure.
And the cops...
How else would you, you know, how else are you going to get people to come if you don't do some promoting?
Exactly. Well, in this case, the cops swooped in with a helicopter, shone a light all over the crowd, and shortly after the helicopter had appeared, the entire event was raided by 30 to 70 police armed in fatigues with machine guns. I mean, it was really a disturbing story. People being thrown to the ground, people being tackled, really roughed up. And what has become of that story? Nothing. Nothing ended up happening to the police in this case. They just arrested a bunch of people, processed them through the system, and cashed in. Because that's what it's all about, right? I mean, is it really about protecting kids from drugs, or is it about cashing in on drug users?
I'm sure that there's police out there that think that, that their system of enforcing the drug laws is the best, or at least a good system for treating people with drug problems.
Perhaps so. But I think that personally it's really about moving people through the system who aren't going to fight their charges and collecting court costs from them and collecting fines from them and, you know, basically ruining their lives.
It certainly effectively works that way.
Well, it's that was about 10 months ago. I just got notice of something that happened earlier this month, and I'm actually surprised I didn't see it in any of my anti-drug war literature that I'm emailed frequently. It happened at a concert called Wakarusa up in Kentucky, I believe, from the Lawrence World Journal. Lawrence Journal World, a police check lane that appeared yesterday near the Wakarusa Music and Camping Festival is expected to continue through the day, and it did. This is an old article,
mm-hmm.
Seventh. It's an aggressive, after an estimated 15,000 revelers pour into town for the four-day festival. So this is one of those outdoor camp-out style festivals. I don't know if either of you have ever been to anything like this before.
I have.
I have not, actually, but I've heard quite a bit about them.
Well, I'll call mine the 24 Hours of Sebring.
Okay. I've been to Livestock, which is kind of a weekend affair here in the Tampa Bay area. They get them. Basically, it's the same idea. It just happens different places around the country. Bands of all different types. Maybe it's a rock festival. Maybe it's kind of a hippie music festival. Whatever the genre is, they get a bunch of bands together and they have them play over a certain number of days. And so the people will show up and they'll wait in line for hours and hours outside of the event because you've got cars after cars after cars. I mean, 15,000 people pouring into one small town, essentially.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backups involved there. And so then they get there, everybody sets up camp, and there's a lot of, well, as you might imagine, alcohol and drug use going on. You know, this is
sure.
This is an excuse for a lot of young people. And so, I mean, when I say young people, I mean people under the age of 50, to get together and get inebriated over a weekend. That's what happens at these festivals.
God
and
bless.
Have a good time.
Well, apparently, I'm not the only one who's aware of that, that being what happens at these festivals, because the police were as well. They set up an aggressive anti-drug effort, the police say, is to promote safety. But that festival promoter, Brett Mossiman, this morning called a big overreaction. We create this amazing festival and we sell tickets in all 50 states, and the second everybody gets here, they're met by a police state, he said. The check lane, funded in part by a federal anti-drug trafficking grant, appeared yesterday afternoon at the interchange of wherever, 3 miles from the festival's entrance. In conjunction with the check lane, police agencies from surrounding counties will be conducting a saturation patrol over a couple of the highways. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and the FBI are also involved in the effort. So you've got local cops, county cops, FBI, DEA. Troopers are stopping as many vehicles as possible as they come off the turnpike, checking driver's licenses and registration, and looking for any apparent violations, said Lieutenant Eckhorn of the Kansas Highway Patrol. In some cases, drug dogs are being run around cars.
I bet they have them right out there just waiting to go.
Yep. I was going to say there are no apparent violations there. That's
right.
Definite looking for drugs.
And that's because the Supreme Court ruled, I don't know, a year or so ago that it was fully legal for police agencies to walk drug dogs around your car without any sort of probable cause or reasonable suspicion or anything like that. So basically, here you go. The police are now using their newfound authority to harass you, to inconvenience you and harass you, to look for drugs and then arrest you. And I'll get you the amount of people that they arrested over these 3 or 4 days. It was quite a few.
You know, I'm not sure that I would care whether cops were walking drug dogs around somebody who had parked their car in a parking lot, but it's the detaining of people so that a dog can be walked around their car that really bothers me.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a problem, so to speak, with checkpoints in general, just because I feel that that is something helping safety on the roads. I think it's wrong for
when
people
when you say checkpoints, you mean like a DUI checkpoint?
Like a DUI checkpoint, where they're checking for people who are driving drunk under the influence of alcohol.
I see what you're saying, Melissa, and I sort of understand your opinion on that, but wouldn't it make just more sense to go after the drivers that were clearly inebriated on
like
the road?
Sitting outside of a bar and waiting for them to come outside and watching to see if they're drunk? Is that what you mean?
If you're on the road, if you've got a cop on the highway and he sees somebody weaving throughout the lanes, driving dangerously, that's reason enough, I think, to pull somebody over. You're driving dangerously. You're possibly putting other people at risk. Pull that person over. Find out if they're inebriated. I don't really have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with this wholesale processing of every single driver that's coming through. I mean, remember, there's 15,000 people coming from all around the country to this one area, and now we're talking about roadblocks? We're talking about checkpoints for every single vehicle passing into this area? You want to talk about traffic hell?
Yeah, no kidding. I disagree with the fact that they did it at an event like this. I don't think that
But you have no problem with them doing it at 2 in the morning or something like that?
No, I don't. Not if it's a Friday or Saturday night. I don't have a problem with that.
See, personally, I mean, I understand that most people on Friday or Saturday night aren't really out doing anything important. A lot of them are just out partying or drinking or whatever. But if I've got somewhere to be and I have, you know, a life and I've got an appointment to go to, regardless of whether it's 11 o'clock at night or whatever, and I'm waylaid by the police, essentially, for 10, 15 minutes, I mean, who knows how long these things take?
This is one that I don't have a firm stand on. I don't like the idea of checkpoints, period. They creep me out. But secondly, I know that it's difficult to take a snapshot in time, which is what a cop would have to assess someone's driving. Quite honestly, I've been out drunk driving and I've driven pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But my senses are dulled.
Yes.
You know, and so when a incident occurs, I am not as good on the road as I should be. It's not how badly I'm driving. It's how much I'm dulled. My reactions are dulled.
Oh, there's no doubt that I'm not a fan of people driving drunk.
I mean, and it's a very real problem, and people do it all the time.
Sure they do.
I think that...
But that doesn't mean that because they're irresponsible, I should be punished at the cost of my time.
I think that the 0.08 blood alcohol level is a little crazy to me. I mean, it's not... I don't know. It's too low, in my opinion. I think that 0.1 is a better number. But how else are you going to enforce these rules?
Like I said, pull them over if they look drunk.
And I said that it's difficult to take a snapshot in time.
Well, then you're not drunk enough. I mean, if you're not weaving and driving dangerously, then you're drunk enough to drive.
But if your senses are dulled and you don't react quickly enough, I mean, then you are a danger on the road. Sorry. Now, I would also say that there are certain senior citizen drivers out there that probably should take the same test that the roadside sobriety test.
That I agree with.
Because there's some really dulled senses out there. Living in Florida, we have lots and lots of retirees, and it's amazing to me the 90-year-olds in Lincolns that just bounce off each other on a regular basis.
I want to know how you feel about police checkpoints in general, regardless of the reason for them. Maybe they're to check for drunks or to check for people with drugs or whatever the reason. How do you feel about them? 800-259-9231. Do you think it's an okay idea? Do you mind giving up 5-10 minutes of your time to keep the roads safe? Personally, it's a problem. 800-259-9231. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Question on the table at the moment is, do you think that police checkpoints are a good idea? How do you feel about them? Have you been involved in them? Have you been caught up in them? Maybe you've been a police officer on, the giving end of the checkpoint, if you want to call it that. I don't really call it giving, because they're taking your time from you, and you have nothing to say about it. In fact, if you try to turn around, if you spot the checkpoint in advance, and you do a 180 and go the other direction just to avoid
it, after you.
They'll come after you.
I'm sure they will.
Right.
Well, obviously, there's a reason you're trying to avoid it.
Maybe you just don't want to be hassled by the cops. Look, if I was heading towards a checkpoint and I had nothing on me and I was not drunk, I would want to avoid it just because I don't like dealing with the police. I've got better things to do with my time than sit and answer questions from some nosy, officious bureaucrat. And I want to know how you feel about these things. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, and everything on our website is free. In fact, discussions continue off of the show on our bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. Over 110,000 posts are there. And over 1,200 people are interacting. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, again, 1-800-259-9231. If you feel good about police checkpoints, I'd love to hear from you. And also, if you feel terrible about them.
So, what is your answer for... drunk driving? I don't feel the answer you've given, just getting people who are acting inebriated, driving inebriated, or just that reckless and that careless, I don't think that's good enough.
That seems like good enough to me. What's your answer?
My answer is what they're doing seems okay. I would raise the blood alcohol level to 0.1.
Okay, you want to raise it to 0.1, and you think that the checkpoints are okay, and Melissa, you agree with him. You're on board for the checkpoints.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the checkpoints at all.
So in that case, I mean, if we're going to take your idea, and that's what they're doing today, if we think that your idea is a good idea, then why not do it 6 nights a week, 7 nights a week? Why not always have checkpoints out there? I mean, we want the roads to be safe, don't we? I mean, doing a checkpoint once every 2 weeks, that's only going to catch the Saturday night drivers. What about the guys that are drunk every night of the week? What about the ones that know where the checkpoints are? We need to have checkpoints in multiple locations in every single city across America. Wait a minute. That would be a police state, wouldn't it, Mark?
I'd have to say that you can probably do this one night a week or one night a month or something like that and catch enough people that the roads are relatively safe. I think it's just a compromise.
And
I wouldn't deal with, you're right. You're right. I would not tolerate a DUI checkpoint every night on the way home from the show. That would not be okay.
I see. So as long as you get to avoid the checkpoint, as long as they don't put it up, early in the evening, to where the time frame when you're coming home, because you get out of the show at 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, and you head home. But the checkpoints are usually up by the airport, so you don't even really come near.
Oh yeah, I remember. I live up by the airport now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Living
yes,
at mom's house.
Yes, that is house. True.
Yeah, right. Staying at mom's house. Big divorce going through. Sleeping in a twin-size bed. It's awesome.
So you don't mind the checkpoints as long as you don't really have to deal with them. But if you actually had to go through a checkpoint on a semi-regular basis, they might bug you?
I did have to go. I've had to go through two of them now on the way home.
And, Melissa, would you feel positively about going through a checkpoint on a semi-regular basis? Would it make you feel good? Would it make you feel safe?
I'm not saying that it's not an inconvenience to anyone. Of course, checkpoints are inconveniences to everyone, including the police department. I'm sure that it's an inconvenience for them because they have to have people...
They don't have anything better to do. That's their job.
I do know that they do need police to be out on the roads more, a little bit more, in some particular areas on particular nights when there is heavy traffic flow, like a Friday or Saturday night when people are out at the bars having drinks, having a good time, getting in their vehicles, and then driving drunk. I feel like it is not a problem for them to do it on an occasional basis. To do it on a nightly basis, yes, I would probably be opposed to that.
Okay. Mark, you said earlier that your real objection to people being drunk is the fact that their senses are dulled. Maybe they're not swerving all over the road. Maybe they're not obviously drunk. I mean, you can tell. An obvious drunk, when you see them driving.
Yeah.
But maybe if they're not obviously drunk, maybe they're driving okay, but you're concerned that if something were to happen quickly, they wouldn't respond in time, and therefore they'd end up bashing into the back of somebody else's car or running off the road or whatever.
Killing someone.
Running a red light.
Right. So if... The issue with you, Mark, is that these drunk drivers, may not be showing signs of being drunk, but we need to somehow determine whether or not they're drunk. What about people who are tired?
Well, people who are tired would probably be picked off inside of these checkpoints, and it's dangerous to drive tired.
Yes, sure it is.
It's just as dangerous to drive tired as it is to drive drunk.
Is there a law against that, though?
There's probably, there's careless driving.
There's careless driving.
It covers
impaired,
a lot.
Maybe impaired driving.
I don't think that's going to, you're not impaired.
I believe you are when you're tired.
Not by
definition. If you're falling asleep at the wheel. Sounds like an impairment to me.
Not by the legal definition. Sorry. You're not.
Okay.
At least it doesn't. I can't imagine that you are. And you're not going to fail any of the drug tests, or at least you may fail the roadside sobriety test just because it's hard to do, but you're not going to fail any of their other tests beyond that, so you'll be fine.
So, again, here we are with this situation where you guys are both supporting a little bit of government. You think a little, you know, checkpoint here, checkpoint there, that's okay, but you don't want them every night. You just want them periodically, maybe a random, you know, every other weekend or something like that. And that sounds reasonable, but once you let the cops get their foot in the door, it's just a matter of time before they start becoming more and more unreasonable with their demands. How would you feel if you went through the checkpoint and instead of just looking in your car, shining the flashlight around, I think they do that these days.
I'm sure they do.
Shine the flashlight around to see if you got any joints in the ashtray, that sort of thing. Instead of just looking into your car and maybe trying to smell your breath or something like that, maybe they ask you to get out of the car. Maybe they ask you to do a terry pat, which is where they pat down your clothes to make sure you aren't carrying any weapons or anything like that.
The problem I have with that is the sort of it sort of follows the Fourth Amendment.
Uh-huh.
When we're talking about unreasonable searches and search and seizures, and you have to, with the warrant, describe the specific place that is to be searched. Let's see. Shall issue upon probable cause supported by oath
they
or affirmation.
They don't need a whoa.
Particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to
doesn't
be seized.
Doesn't matter.
Well, these
it
are the rules.
It doesn't apply to a terry pat.
These are the rules.
Doesn't apply.
Terry pat
these
is
are the
fully,
rules. I don't care about your rules, and obviously they don't either.
Obviously
because
they don't.
The cops
that's
don't.
What he's getting at. That's his point, though.
Okay. Well, there's the Fourth Amendment, which is supposed to protect you from unreasonable search and seizure, but the police and all the courts don't consider a terry pat unreasonable. They consider it necessary. You know, there's that word again. Cops and the government loves the word necessary. They consider it necessary to protect themselves, because if a cop feels threatened by you, he can give you a terry pat to make sure that you don't have any, you know, guns in your pocket or anything like that, or some weapon that you could pull out on the cop. So would you feel okay if the police, you know, again, you're okay with the checkpoint, would you still feel okay if you were just on a regular basis at these checkpoints, asked to get out of the car, quickly terry pat searched, because you might have a weapon, you might be threatening, you might pull a weapon on these cops?
No.
So that's too far for you?
Absolutely.
How about you, Melissa?
No, I have no problem with that at all.
You have no problem getting
nope.
out of the car, bending over the car as they pat you down?
If I have something to hide, then I might have a problem with it. But if I have nothing to hide, I have no problem at all.
Oh, boy.
Something to hide argument.
Going to get you on that one. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. How do you feel about checkpoints? How far are you willing to let the police go to provide you with so-called safety and security? 1-800-259-9231. We'll find out how far Melissa's willing to go coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free, including the archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show, we just give it away right there on the front page of the website. And people like that because all those other talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. We give it to you for free at freetalklive.com, an entire year's worth. Go grab them up, freetalklive.com. We're talking about roadblocks. What brought all this about is a story out of Kansas. I'm not even sure. I guess the town that this is happening in is called Wakarusa, but I'm not positive on that. It's some little place in Kansas where 15,000 people from around the country, from all 50 states, were coming to spend 4 days. I mean, that's a long music festival. 4 days, 80 bands, you know, one of these things where people just gather and they camp out and there's a lot of drinking and drug use and people generally have a really good time at these. Well, the cops decided they were going to rain on the parade and they set up some roadblocks. They set up checkpoints, a check lane, which was funded in part by a federal anti-drug trafficking grant, was set up. However, this is an interesting little point. People driving through the K-Tag lane for drivers with an automated turnpike pass were not being stopped.
So that's bad.
So if you paid the state the bribe and you're essentially one of their customers, then you don't get stopped by the cops.
I do disagree with.
You disagree with a double standard? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it's wrong that they were pinpointing specific people to let pass through.
I disagree with this stop entirely because what they're trying to do on this particular stop is catch people with drugs on them.
That's correct.
I don't believe in the drug war period. So, but I do believe that people who are under the influence in driving motor vehicles are dangerous and should be prosecuted.
So you don't agree with the type of checkpoint where it's just to try and trap people. You only, for possession. You only agree with checkpoints for people under the influence. That's
right.
What you're saying.
And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any sense to ask everyone to get out of their vehicle and give them a terry pat or anything like that. But
But Melissa says that she thinks that that's an okay idea. I want to know what you think. How far are you willing to let the police go? Because as I pointed out, if you let them go a little bit, they're going to keep trying to take more and more steps to destroy your freedom. Oh, but it all in the name of your safety, of course.
You know, just because you give your child a piece of candy one day doesn't mean that every meal that they get, they can have sugar. I mean, so you have to control the police. They are our servants. That's why they're called civil servants, and we have to control them.
Yeah, but they don't
them.
Act that way.
No,
that's how
because,
are you how are you proposing we control the police?
Why don't you let your kid? Why don't you let your kids run amok for a few weeks and see who's controlling who?
What?
Why don't you let your kids, which you don't have, these are the imaginary kids, try to stick with me here, run amok for a few weeks and see who's in charge? Your
I
kids
see.
Will be.
I
just
see.
Like the cops are in charge now.
So you're saying
the cops
okay.
are our servants.
Right.
And they're supposed to be peace
what's
officers
your, what's
and
your
keep
idea
the peace.
Then? What's your idea to change this?
I don't know how we're going to stop them.
Okay.
I think the only answer you're going to do to stop them is the Free State Project.
Okay.
Period.
So essentially you've basically admitted that the cops are out of control.
The cops. It's not just the cops. It's the American people. It's the disagreements that Melissa and myself and you have over
right.
What cops should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing.
So I want to know from you how far you're willing to let them go. 800-259-9231. We've already determined so far that I say no checkpoints whatsoever. That's my opinion. None. If you want to stop drunk drivers, stop them when they're on the road, obviously driving inebriated, driving dangerously. That I have no problem with. Mark, you say it's okay to have checkpoints, but on a random basis, here and there, maybe a couple times a month, something like that, late night, to catch the Friday or Saturday drinkers.
The amateurs. Yeah.
I love how you address that.
The amateurs.
The amateurs.
They're the ones that get us all in trouble. I'm sorry.
Okay, but that's as far as you're willing to go. Melissa, you say you're all right with them asking you to get out of the car so they can terry pat you, which is something they do to check to see if you have weapons on you. And, of course, if they feel something in your pockets, maybe it's a weapon, maybe it's not, they may ask if they can go into your pockets. In some cases, they may just go into your pockets without asking, which case then they have overstepped their bounds.
That's a very bad idea, by the way, to just stick your hand in somebody's pocket.
Right.
I mean, if you're concerned about them having a knife, you could just stab your hand with it.
And I believe they do ask you before they terry pat you, do you have anything in your possession,
sure,
in your
sure.
pockets, or on your possession?
Do you have
possession?
Any needles or syringes
right.
in your pockets, any razor blades that I need to know about, that kind of thing?
Right. They definitely do ask that sort of thing.
Which 90% of the time, if people do, they lie and say no.
But then if they catch you on a terry pat, then you're going to be in trouble. So you're okay with them pulling you out of your car. You're just driving.
Not pulling me out of the car. If they
asking you,
me.
Well, they won't be asking. They'll be ordering you to get out. They'll say, please step out of the car.
They typically ask.
No. It will be, please step out of the car, not will you step out of the car.
Okay.
They'll say, please.
Well, I have never been terry patted before, so
they'll say, please
I don't know.
Step out of the car, and then if you say, do I have to, they'll say, please step out of the car.
Okay.
And they'll continue to intimidate and raise their voice at you until you follow their orders. So then you're okay with them taking you out of the car, terry patting you. How much further are you willing to go? Is that about as far as you're willing to go, Melissa? Or maybe, maybe you're willing to answer a barrage of questions. How many questions should they be able to ask you? Where are you going?
I think I would draw the line depending on what the questions were.
Where are you coming from?
And the reason I say that is because
why are you out this late?
I think they have a right maybe to ask me where I'm coming from.
Why is it their business?
Might be determining if I was coming from a bar or a party or somewhere where I would be drinking alcohol. I don't feel that it's any of their concern where I'm going to. I think it's okay for them to ask where
I'm
coming from.
You could be a drug courier.
Okay, like I'm going to admit to them, okay, I'm on my way to pick up drugs or I'm on my way to drop off drugs. I think that's a silly question.
The reason why they ask the questions is they want to throw you off balance. They want to catch you in a lie, for instance. They'll ask you a question once, where are you going? And then later on, they'll ask you that same question again to see if you'll answer it differently, that sort of thing. That's some of their technique. How about searching your car? You've already allowed a terry pat of your person. They've already got you out of the car. So it's really just a matter of a few extra steps for them to start searching your vehicle. Would you accept that?
I probably would accept that, but I would want to know the reasons why first.
Oh, so as long as they say, well, we're suspecting you of being a drug courier.
Check my vehicle.
Wow.
Then. I have nothing to hide.
I'm surprised that you are so willing to roll over on your freedoms, Melissa, because it's people like you. It's people like you that are selling the rest of us down the river by not standing up for your privacy. If you have nothing to hide, that's all the more reason for you to just go on about your life and not have to turn your car inside out for the police.
Wait a minute.
Who, by
Ian.
The way, will not put things back where they found them.
Absolutely.
You'll have to put back your car. Mm-hmm. You'll have to put everything back in place. They'll dump out your entire glove compartment. They'll throw whatever's in your trunk out on the road, and then you've got to put it back in.
Pull your seats out.
They actually pull your seats out? I've never been to that.
They
my vehicle switched like that
before. They don't do it every time,
before.
But I've certainly seen photographic proof on the internet of people whose cars have just been torn
now,
apart in roadside
I think
checks.
That's overstepping their bounds. Most definitely. I mean, I know where you're coming
it's
from,
all okay
Ian,
until
and I know
they
where
make
you're coming
mess,
from,
isn't
Mark.
It, Melissa?
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to. They should respect us just as we respect them. And therefore,
well,
they
the
should respect our property as
they
well.
They don't.
Understood.
Respect us. They
but
don't
that doesn't mean that
property.
Every police officer out there isn't going to.
They don't respect our property, and they don't respect our privacy, and so therefore, I don't have any respect for them. You know what? If they did start respecting privacy and property, then I absolutely would have respect for the cops. But if they continue to behave the way that they are, and that is treating us all like suspects, I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate being treated like a suspect. Because there's no evidence I've done anything wrong. I'm out at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday night. That is not evidence, that is not reasonable suspicion or probable cause for police harassment, period.
Let me ask you a question, Ian. You were stating that if a drunk driver was weaving or veering into another lane or something like that, you would see that as suspicion for them to pull you over. And you would
driving.
Be okay at that,
with that. Dangerous driving, sure.
Okay. So if somebody reaches
seen by
over...
the police.
If somebody reaches over to... grab something out of the passenger seat in their vehicle, and they swerve into another lane, that's reason enough for them to pull them over, correct?
If it looks as though they're driving dangerously, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It could be them reaching over. It could be them arguing with the kids in the back. It could be them being half asleep at the wheel. It could be them being drunk. That's what the officer will then determine when he pulls you over. 800-259-9231. Want to hear from you. How far are you willing to let the cops go when they pull you over, or if you get caught up in a checkpoint? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyka with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's one outrageous. Make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 5 states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Though I do want to know from you, how far are you willing to let the police go? We're talking about roadside searches. We're talking about checkpoints. We're talking about just general overall harassment of drivers. Because you're all suspects now, according to the police. Everybody could be a drug dealer or a drug runner or drunk at the wheel or whatever. And as a result, we're all having our time wasted at these checkpoints that they're setting up. What brought this about was a case out of Kansas, the Wakarusa Music and Camping Festival, where 15,000 people from around the country were congregating in this one area. And the police decided to set up checkpoints, backing up traffic for hours as these campers were being searched and harassed by the police. There's still some more details from this festival, and we'll get to that, but we got to go to the phones first. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is free, and we want you to shop with us. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's the way to get your shopping done, because we've got a partnership with the world's largest internet retailer, Amazon. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of. All right, Mark?
Yeah, well, the point that you made as far as people being pulled over, if they're driving recklessly, as far as the cop's opinion goes, is really pretty inconsistent with, the point that you're making, that the police shouldn't have this power. If you give the discretion to the police officer that they're going to pull somebody over who's driving carelessly...
They already have that discretion.
Then they can... what I'm saying is if you allow them that discretion, as opposed to not allowing them that discretion... then they can just pull over anyone they want, whether they're driving carelessly or not, which means that they could just set up a checkpoint and pull everybody over.
Because everybody would be allegedly driving carelessly?
Right.
Okay, it would seem that that would be something that could be easily fought against. For instance, if you wanted to bring a cop watch crew out to the checkpoint and videotape cars as they're coming down in order to protect them, and then if the cops claim that they were driving recklessly, they'll have to defend that claim in court.
Oh.
And to pull everybody over and claim that everybody on the road is driving recklessly is obviously a ludicrous claim. Obviously.
Well, they have defended their position in court as far as checkpoints, and they won. So at that point,
right.
I mean, so you're giving then the power to the court to make the same decision that we're talking about. What you're trying to do is limit the police. All I'm trying to do is limit the police, and all Melissa wants to do is limit the police. So you're doing the same thing. What you're in fact arguing for is no police.
No, I said the police can pull people over.
Yeah, but you're just limiting them.
Right.
To their discretion.
Okay. Well, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark, but that's something they already can do, and obviously they can already do checkpoints as well.
They can already do all of the stuff
that we've
been talking about.
But they can also just pull you over for whatever reason they want to. They don't even have to have the, they don't have to have the excuse of you were driving dangerously. They could just make up the excuse of your light was out on the back of your car.
Sure.
It may not have actually been out. In a lot of cases, it's not. It's just an excuse they use to pull you over. They have the power, and they're going to abuse it in some cases, and I understand that. And yes, I would like to argue for no government roads. That's just somewhere I hadn't gotten to yet.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Charlie in New Mexico. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, there's two things that bug me about this topic. Is one, the cops pulling people over for lack of probable cause. And for me, coming from a certain part of town at a certain time of day or night is not probable cause. And that's the big problem I have with these checkpoints and the surprise that I have that it keeps being held up in court time and time again.
Yeah, they're just casting a net. They're just casting a big net over people and hoping to find something.
Yeah, exactly. And then
well, they do
when
find
they do
things.
Have these checkpoints, yeah, they finding things that they're... Other than the supposed purpose for the checkpoint.
Well, they find the purpose and they find other things.
At an alcohol checkpoint finding drugs or at an immigrant checkpoint finding drugs.
Sure.
All of that is just wrong.
Sure,
and
I agree.
And goes against the reasons for these checkpoints being in place. I just don't think that there's really anything that we can do about it as citizens living in a certain area where this goes on.
I think there's something that we can do.
Yeah.
As Mark pointed out, the Free State Project will offer opportunities where if people like us, people that are concerned with the police abusing their power and would like to rein their power in, if we were to form cop watch groups, groups that would actually go out to the checkpoints, for instance, with video cameras, taping the cops, letting them know they're being watched, pulling over at random, just whenever the cops have pulled someone over on the side of the road, have a cop watch crew arrive and pull over and videotape the scene for the protection of, you could argue that it's for the protection of the police and the person they pulled over. Just to let the cops know they're being watched and to let them know that we are concerned with their behavior and that we are paying attention and that we aren't going to stand for it anymore. But that requires people being all in the same place at once, because if it's just you, Charlie, and two of your buddies in New Mexico, then you're probably not going to be very effective. But if you have a decent amount of people that is all of the same mindset, then I think we could get something done.
I agree. That's why I'm a friend of the Free State Project and think it's a excellent idea.
So what's up?
I just wanted to ask Mark and Michelle?
It's Melissa.
Melissa, I just wanted to ask you guys why you guys think it's okay for the cops to go to such lengths as pulling people over for no probable cause and giving pat downs to people who just happen to be driving around. I just want to know why that's okay and y'all's line of reasoning.
You know, the pat down, the probable cause argument is really good. You know, it bothers me that people die in these car wrecks, lots of them. And cars are dangerous things. And people being out impaired really bugs me.
Mm-hmm. That is just a slippery slope that has allowed all these municipalities to have the cell phone bans and bans on distractions. And and all that stuff just really drives me crazy.
You're right.
To write letters to senators.
Safety and security are the two buzzwords that have allowed the police state to encroach on our liberties.
Okay, but honestly speaking here, as far as pulling people over for cell phone usage and things like that, I don't think that they have statistics showing, really stating that, there's been a lot of accidents related to cell phone use. Not quite as much as there has been for alcohol use.
Well,
they do it around here, though. That's why I brought that up. Is there's laws on the books against talking on a cell phone while you're driving through certain municipalities.
Well, I agree that is a distraction. I mean, it is a distraction. Sure. I don't feel that it's appropriate for them to pull you over if you are speaking on your cell phone. I disagree with that.
Well, that's good because they're doing it now in some states.
I'm sorry, you said it was against the law, Charlie?
Yeah, depending on if you're in the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico, it's against the law, and they'll pull you over just like you had a broken taillight or whatever.
Right, all for your safety.
Joint or a tab in your ashtray.
Hey, Charlie, you just complain too much. They're just trying to keep you safe, man.
Right, I know. What's up with all that, man?
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you,
all
dude.
Right.
Take it easy. 800-259-9231. These are the two buzzwords that have allowed the police to destroy our freedom and our liberty. And you pointed out, Melissa, and you're correct, as far as I know, that that cell phones certainly don't account for the amount of accidents that alcohol does. But nonetheless, there have been studies that show that cell phones are a form of distraction, and distracted driving isn't as good a driving as you could normally be doing. And they've also, of course, found that changing radio stations is distracting, that arguing with the person in the passenger seat or the kids in the back seat is absolutely distracting as well. So you're not for pulling people over for being on the cell phone, but yet there are people that are for this. There are people that would probably like to see all forms of distraction outlawed. I mean, if we're going to pull people over for cell phone use, maybe we should pull people over for just turning their head away from the front of the road.
And that's why I disagree with that. I don't feel that that's appropriate to have a law in place that states that you cannot drive in your vehicle while using your cell phone.
So one thing we've determined for sure tonight is that nobody in this room agrees on what is appropriate and what is not appropriate for the police to do. We all have different levels that we feel comfortable at as far as the police's interference in roadway things, which is why...
I'm ready to retract.
What?
I'm ready to retract. Charlie convinced me that, in fact, using the probable cause, which is, of course... what English law is based on and what American law is based on, and what it makes perfectly good sense to me that, in fact, a cop would be able to pull somebody over who is driving poorly under probable cause. They would not be able to cause a random checkpoint. My problem is the cops are, well, they're bureaucrats, and they don't like to do their jobs in a lot of cases. So if you put 25 cops together, they'll do some work. If you put them out individually, those same 25 cops on a road in a given area, they're not going to do as much.
Good. Less likely they'll pull me over. Look,
I want them to stop drunk drivers.
Here's the point I wanted to make. And they're never going to stop drunk drivers because there's too many of them. You're never going to catch them all. Doesn't matter how much you crack down. Anyway, we all disagree as far as the degree that we're willing to allow the police to go to enforce these laws. Which is why private roads really are the answer. Because if we allow private owners of a roadway to make decisions about the enforcement policies on them, then those of us who agree with those enforcement policies can patronize their roads, and those of us that disagree can patronize the roads of a competitor. That would be the best way for everybody to be happy with the enforcement measure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the third rail of the libertarian plank. Private roads.
1-800-259-9231. I'd like to throw you on the third rail. Coming up here, more on the way. Hour two, this is your show. It's coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like?